Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing to move towards the U.S. state of Florida. The winds have increased. There are heavy rains following along. President Trump spoke to the nation about Irma.
As Hurricane Irma approaches, my administration is working closely with our state and local partners to help save lives, protect families, and assist those in need. This is a storm of absolutely historic, destructive potential. I ask everyone in the storm's path to be vigilant and to heed all recommendations from government officials and law enforcement. Nothing is more important than the safety and security of our people.
Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 25 people dead, catastrophic destruction everywhere. This man was in Antigua and just arrived back in London.
It just makes you think, because the people that are out there, they're so limited. They don't have enough resources. They don't have enough help. And the hurricane has been 3 days now, 4 days, and now they're picking up the pieces and they're anticipating another one. I think a lot more should be done from us worldwide to help them out. And the people over there, they need it.
Yes, behind Irma, Category 4, Hurricane Jose. North Korea has marked the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies as the international community watched for another potential missile test. North Korea has used military tech in the past on these sorts of holidays. Head of the UN peacekeeping forces saying rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken real soon to defuse the situation. This is VOA News. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire. It starts today in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. Rohingya Muslims have been fighting, they say, to protect their ethnic group from persecution by the military and members of Myanmar's Buddhist majority. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
The latest round of violence has left 400 people dead, triggered a mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims to neighboring Bangladesh. Firefighters in Australia bracing for what they fear will be one of the worst bushfire seasons on record. They say warmer conditions have combined with a very dry winter to raise the threat level. That story now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australia had one of the warmest ever winters in 2017, and forecasters are predicting dry conditions for spring, prompting fears that the bushfires that rage every year will begin earlier than usual. Traditionally, summer and autumn are the most dangerous periods in the heavily populated southeast of Australia. The annual fire season in the state of Victoria is now 50% longer than it was in the past, while emergency crews in New South Wales fought 2,500 fires in the winter month of August. Craig Lapsley, the Emergency Management Commissioner in Victoria, warns that dangerous times lie ahead.
We're already seeing some fires in the very eastern part of Victoria be difficult to manage, and that's in winter.
Southeastern Australia is one of the most fire-prone regions in the world. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
Rescue efforts continuing to southern Mexico after a massive earthquake struck there hit the whole region late Thursday, killing at least 61. Authorities in the town of Oaxaca say the death toll likely to increase. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says the quake was bigger than the 1985 earthquake in the country that killed thousands. That earthquake, yes, the other day triggered a 1-meter-high tsunami, according to the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center. But there was no immediate reports of tsunami damage. Turning to sports news, in the women's finals of the U.S. Open tennis tournament, Sloane Stephens beating out Madison Keys went straight set 6-3, 6-0. Rafael Nadal goes after his 16th Grand Slam title against Kevin Anderson in the men's final later today. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.